So, thoughts on the game today?
I'm sure it was entertaining to watch, you know. The team goes up 2-0. Other team come back, gets two. And then right at the end of the first half, you know, they're able to get the third one. And in the second half, I thought it was back and forth, pretty much exciting from a fan's perspective. But having said that, we play to win, and unfortunately, this game didn't turn out the way we wanted to. But I can't really doubt our effort, you know. I don't think we had guys half-assing it, per se, or, you know, not showing up. I thought we tried to do the right things. We just seemed to be a little off on the final pass or the final cross or the final shot. And, give San Jose credit. You know, last week I thought they created probably double opportunities and didn't finish any. Yeah. This week they didn't create as much and were more opportunistic. You know, the third goal, guy takes a 35-yard shot, hits one of the forwards in the leg. It's a tough ball to control if he can control it at all, and he just sort of drops. But you know what? Yeah. That sometimes wins MLS Cups, and it sometimes wins Open Cup games, and tonight it won them a regular season game. And they stayed strong in the back. They thought Joe came up with some good saves, but at the end of the day, we fell a little short, but it's still a long season. I think we have a lot to work from in that perspective.
What were some of the biggest challenges for you guys? Because I know you had... You know, we're missing guys. You had guys playing out of position. How does that pose a challenge to the team? How do you think you guys handled it?
Yeah. Well, I think one of the challenges is I think San Jose has a distinct style. You know, they've got a couple of guys that are 6'3" and tall. I don't think a lot of teams in the league have that. You know, Colorado got Connor Casey. A couple other teams, Dicchio, have one guy, but they have two guys that can battle in the air, and they've got wingers such as Alvarez and Huckabee that just run off of them all day, and they're dangerous, and they're good at the style that they play. So that proved a challenge that you don't see every day. I thought we handled it pretty well because we have guys that are physical in the air, can win headers. We thought me and Wade were able to stay on the outside pretty much for the most part with their speed attack. In terms of filling in for guys that are injured, that's the story of this team. I mean, we did it all last year, but having said that, today in this point, I thought we did okay. I thought Cameron filled in pretty good at center back. I mean, he's a really good young player that I'm happy about. Obviously Wando scored a goal, and Brian's always a terror up top. But you know, there's only one Brian Ching. He makes a difference. There's a reason why he wasn't here today. He's representing us with the national team. But I thought everybody put in an honest effort, and like I said earlier, whether it become MLS Cup, Open Cup, you never know what's going to happen with lineups. With suspensions, this side or the other, and you got to have guys fill in. So, you know, whether it be a result tonight or not, we got some good experience for guys that maybe necessarily wouldn't be playing a lot in a big game such as tonight.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. You take anything in particular away from this game yourself?
Anytime I go up, I think Hector is a quality player. You know, I look forward to when we play them. I have that circle just because I think he's a player that I respect on and off the field. I think he holds himself on. He's a player that I've got to respect. So anytime I go up against a player like that, you know, I'm trying to stay sharp in my game, learn things or whatever, just to the fact of him coming at me and me having the ball and him pressuring me. So, I look forward to it. I look to the fact that I thought I did a pretty good job on him. He obviously had some opportunities. I don't think you can fully shut somebody down, but I was happy with the way I defended him for the most part. And, I take from that if I can defend a guy like that, I think I can pretty much hold myself against anybody in the league.
No, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Richard.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
Yeah, thanks.